We, the people of God, are a family. God brought us together when we got saved. He brought us into a family. And all I want to do is make sure you understand the implications of God referring to us in His Word as a household or a family of people. We are to live together. We are to grow together. We are to experience kingdom life together.
Hello and welcome to this Friday edition of Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California, and Lead Pastor of Detroit World Outreach in Redford, Michigan. We're so glad you stopped by. Well, the Church of Jesus Christ is not kind of like a family. It's not sort of a family. It is a family. And today on Destined for Victory, Pastor Paul has a great reminder for us about what this family of ours is supposed to look like. Stay with us now if you can, or visit PastorPaul.net anytime to listen on demand. That's PastorPaul.net. But now, let's join Pastor Paul for today's Destined for Victory message, We Are a Family.
1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. I take you to this passage because I want to point out the fact that as we're looking at what it means to live with the power of we active in our lives, we've looked at various analogies in the Bible that describe who we are as God's children. We saw that we are a flock. We saw, secondly, that we are a body. In fact, in the earlier message, I finished discussing the fact that we are a body and made some important insights and focuses on the fact that we are a body. And I talked about the fact that we must learn to harness the power of kingdom synergy. In fact, the last point I made was that we have to be like Mama Jo. And if you try to find Mama Jo in your Bible, you won't find her there. Because Mama Jo is a character in a movie that came out in 1997 called Soul Food. Anybody remember a movie called Soul Food back in the late 90s? The matriarch of this family was Mama Jo. And Mama Jo made a point that I capitalized on in the previous message when she had her family gathered around her at the Sunday dinner table. Y'all remember old-fashioned church? Some of y'all who grew up with old-fashioned church where Sunday dinner happened with the family gathered around after service? And that's what happened in that movie. And she had all this squabbling going on in her family. And she wanted to make a point to them. And one of the things she said was, one finger can't make an impact by itself. She said, but if you take all your fingers and ball them up into a fist, you can strike a mighty blow. And that's the power of synergy when we see that we are a body. Now, I want to move on and talk about the third analogy that helps us understand how we ought to harness the power of we, which is we are a family. That's what I want to talk to you about in these moments. We are a family. Look at what we just read in 1 Timothy. It says, these things I write because I hope to come to you shortly, but if I am delayed, I'm writing so that you may know how to conduct yourself in the house of God. Now, the Greek word translated house that I just read is a word that doesn't talk about a structured building. When it says how you should conduct yourself in the house of God, it doesn't mean brick and mortar. It doesn't mean any dwelling place. Actually, this Greek word speaks of the household or the social unit comprised of immediate and perhaps extended family members. A better translation would be so that you know how to conduct yourself in the household or in the family of God. That's what I want to talk to you about in these moments, that we, the people of God, are a family. God brought us together when we got saved. He brought us into a family. And all I want to do is make sure you understand the implications of God referring to us in His Word as a household or a family of people. We are to live together. We are to grow together. We are to experience kingdom life together. Again, all of these analogies help you understand that if you are individualistic in your thinking about your walk with God, you're going to miss out on so many blessings. And so I want to make sure those who are under the influence of my ministry do not ever think that you're doing a good thing by living independent of other believers. You and I need each other. And when we come together as the family of God, we can do great things and see great things happen in our lives. Let me just make a couple of simple yet profound points to make sure you know what God means in His Word when He calls us His family. First, let's think about how you become a family member. Let's think about natural families. How do you get into a family? You who are not isolated people, nomad people, how did you get into a family? Well, you got in one of two ways. You were either born in or you were somehow incorporated in by perhaps the method of adoption or some other legal way that you became part of a family you were not biologically born into. How did I get in the family? I was born into it, or I was adopted and brought into it. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. The only way I get into God's family is I have to be born again, or I have to be adopted, if you want to use the analogy of how the Gentiles got in versus how the people of God, Israel, got in. There you can talk about adoption. But in a spiritual sense, I wasn't even adopted. In the real way, I was born into the family of God through the new birth. You are saved. If you're saved at all, it's because you were born again. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus, who came to Him by night. You ever read that? John's Gospel chapter 3. A Pharisee named Nicodemus came at night. That means it was Nick at night. Nick at night, he came to Jesus and he wanted to know, how are you doing what you're doing? No man can do this except God is with him. Jesus took advantage of the opportunity, since this man came just wanting to dialogue with Jesus and say, I know there's something special about you. You got to be in touch with God to do what you're doing. Jesus took that moment and said to him, well, you can't even see the kingdom unless you're born again. And Nicodemus didn't know what that meant. He said, what do you mean? I'm a grown man. How can I re-enter my mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, no, no, I'm not talking about a natural birth. I'm talking about a spiritual birth. And if you are saved, my brother, my sister, let me make sure you understand you're saved because you were born into the family of God. You don't get saved by simply hanging around the family of God in the same way you can't be in my family just by showing up at dinner time. Everybody understand that? If you just ring the doorbell, you always manage to come at meal time. That doesn't mean you're in the family. Now, whether we invite you to the table or not, that's up to us. But you don't get in simply by showing up. I say that because I need today's people to understand church is not how you get saved. You can get saved in a church, but salvation has to do with you connecting with the Savior, Jesus Christ, saying, I need you in my life. I need you to forgive my sins. Make me a person after your own heart. It has to be personal connection. Have you ever heard somebody say, I've been saved all my life? I've heard people say that, not you, but somebody on your row has said that. Look down the row, see who you can figure out who it was who said they've been saved all their life. No, they haven't. Nobody's been saved all their life. We were born in sin, shapen in iniquity.
The rest of today's Destined for Victory message with Pastor Paul Shepherd is straight ahead. But first, a quick reminder, our website, pastorpaul.net, is the place to go to find out more about Destined for Victory. You can also order selected resources or make a safe and secure donation to help Pastor Paul lead people to a growing intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Again, the web address is pastorpaul.net. And you can now also access the broadcast through Alexa by enabling the Destined for Victory skill. And if you haven't already, download the free Destined for Victory app today. Just search for Destined for Victory at your app store. You can also use the app to take notes on the message you're hearing or shop our online store. And best of all, the app is absolutely free. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you have been born again into that new life, into that new family. Here's Pastor Paul with the rest of today's Destined for Victory message. We are a family.
All of us were not people of God for the first part of our life. At some point, if you're saved, it's because at some point you understood that He's the Savior, and that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God's raised Him from the dead, you can be saved, and you opened yourself to Him and allowed Him in. You didn't get saved simply by hanging around a family or by hanging around a church. Church can't save you any more than walking into a garage can make you an automobile. It's not the location. It is the experience of knowing Jesus as your Savior, letting Him come into your life. The Bible says when that happens, it uses words like you were regenerated. What does that mean? That means you spiritually came alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. And as a result of the new birth, you can say, I am in the family of God. Nobody's been saved all your life. So if you just thought, I assumed I was saved because I've been going to church for a long, long time. No, no. You can go to church for a long, long time and still never know Jesus. In fact, there are some churches you definitely won't know Him if all you do is hang around them. Come on, let's just be honest. You ever run into church folk who couldn't show you Jesus if they tried? There are churches Jesus haven't been in a very long time. How in the world are you going to get saved hanging around those folk? The way you get saved is you have a one-on-one with the Lord Himself. Now, it can take place in church at an altar call, but it doesn't have to. You can get saved in your bedroom. You can get saved in your car. You can get saved anywhere you are. When you realize, I need the Lord, and you open your heart and ask Him to come in, you can experience the new birth. We become members of the family by birth or by adoption. Now, let's make sure we understand the implications of that for our spiritual lives. If I can only be saved by being born again, then that doesn't require anybody's permission. There are churches that actually vote on whether or not you can join the church. I'm sure they mean well. God bless them. But they need to understand, you can't vote me into a family I was born into. I know what they're saying. They're saying, yeah, but just because you're born again doesn't mean you're a member of our church. Well, my question is, how can I be born again, want to be in your church, and you say no? That's what I want to know. On what basis do you keep me out of a family that you didn't even establish? Fact of the matter is, if I'm born in, I'm in the family. Nobody gets to vote me in. My family of origin changed drastically in the year 1972. Here's what happened. 1972, I was 14 years old. 14 years old, and we had a nice, neat family at that point. It was really nice and neat. Pop, mom, four kids. My oldest brother was born in 1954. My oldest sister born in 1955. I came in 1957. And then 4 years later, my sister Gwen came in 1962. All of us there, nice together. Everybody understand this? Then 10 years of wonderful living. from 62 to 72. Nothing changed in the family except the kids were growing up. I was 14 in probably March of 1972. I'm 14 years old. My mother gathered us in the dining room for an emergency family meeting. I can picture it as I tell you the story. We had a nice dining room table there in our house. In those years, we lived at 180 East Walnut Lane in Philadelphia. I can picture it. Nice dining room table. There were two chairs on that side, two chairs on this side, one chair at each head of the table. See, even the table was organized well. So the six of us, the parents, went to the head. And two kids were on one side, two kids were on the other side. Look at how that worked out. My mother, sitting at one end of the table, looked dejected, looked depleted, looked confused, looked bewildered. My father at the other end looked proud. I didn't know at the moment, but I came to find out as the meeting progressed that he was saying that smile and smirk on his face was him saying, I still got it. Don't nobody mess with me, boy. I still got it. My mother lifted her head and said, well, we thought it was time to tell you all that in a matter of months, you're going to have a new brother or sister. After 10 years of wonderful, cohesive, organized living, four kids growing up nicely together, everything working out, and she sitting up here talking about in a matter of months, it's about to all be messed up. I looked at her. And looked at my father. I don't know how the others, I never asked the others exactly how they felt in that moment, but I remember, I was 14, I remember how I felt. I felt like, what's the matter with you people? My goodness, have we not taught you anything? Life is going well. And here y'all come with this foolishness. Old as y'all are, why can we even have this discussion at you all's age? Because you know, when you're a teenager, you think your parents are old. Come on, somebody. Now I realize I am so much older as I preach this message than they ever were that day at the table. But that day at the table, I thought these are old people who need to really quit it. They need to act like they got some sense. You gotta be kidding. But what had happened? They had gone on a cruise. They had gone on a cruise. Those folk mess around, went to Miami, jumped on a cruise ship. And they went out into the Caribbean, those warm breezes blowing. Those folk got an anointing on them. Again, I have a different perspective now as I preach this message. They were much younger than I am as I'm preaching. But my thought was, how do these old people go out? Okay, so it was warm and wonderful out there. But why did they act like they had no home training? What happened? They got out there and got to feeling good. And the spirit of Abraham and Sarah came upon them. And after four wonderful, well-organized kids, talking about somebody else about to come. Now, here's the point in telling you this story. It was not a voting meeting. You hear me? It wasn't a voting meeting. They didn't call us together to ask us, how many of you all would like to have an additional sibling? Raise your hand. That didn't happen in the meeting. You know why? It was an information only meeting. They didn't care what we thought. They didn't care how we felt. There was no Q&A at this meeting. It was just, here's what's getting ready to happen. I need to tell you, that's the way it is in spiritual life. When Jesus saves somebody by his grace, he doesn't stop by your house to ask you what you think about it. When God is at work, he is at work in the counsel of his own will. When God moves, he moves because he's decided to move, and it really has nothing to do with your thoughts or feelings. And I'm here to tell you, our churches have got to be places that welcome what God is doing, because if we will be faithful to his word and we will preach it like it is, we will see God move by his spirit, change people's lives, bring them into the family, and he won't care at all what happens in your mind and heart, except you get on board with him. When God is at work, all we have to do is say, amen, Lord, so let it be.
You're listening to Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd. All of Pastor Paul's recent messages, including today's message, We Are a Family, can be found online, on demand, at PastorPaul.net. Again, that's PastorPaul.net. Stop by anytime to find out more about the Destined for Victory ministry. You can also shop for resources at our online store or make a safe and secure donation. As you may know, Destined for Victory is a listener-supported ministry, one that depends on your prayers and financial support to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, should you choose to send a gift today or anytime this month, we'd like to send you a gift of our own, Pastor Paul Shepherd's booklet, The Power of Partnership. You know, partnership is never easy. It takes compromise. More than that, it takes humility, the kind of humble spirit that says, I need a little help to fulfill my destiny in Christ. In The Power of Partnership, you'll learn how to hang on to the right partners, let go of the wrong partners, and you'll learn how to tell the difference. That's The Power of Partnership, a booklet from Pastor Paul, and yours this month by request when you make a donation of any size. So please call us at 855-339-5500. Again, the number 855-339-5500. Or visit PastorPaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. And you can mail your gift if you like to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California 94538. Again, our address is Destined for Victory, Box 1767, Fremont, California 94538. In Psalm 107, King David writes, Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Here at Destined for Victory, we believe in the power of prayer, and we believe in praying with you through the storms of this life. To send us your prayer request, please visit PastorPaul.net. Click Contact Us and share what's on your heart. While you're there, be sure to ask for Pastor Paul's monthly letter of encouragement, yours at no cost or obligation.
We have to learn then to be a functional spiritual family. We're born in, we get in through the new birth. Now we have to learn to be functional. The New Testament is full of exhortations that when it all is said and done, it's just telling you, for God's sake, learn to get along as the family of God. Learn to be functional as the family of God. Since you got in by the new birth and not by personal choice, learn to get along.
That's next time in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, We Are a Family. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.